There are two sides to this question. Yes, it was an unified movement, it can be argued. And no, it was not a unified movement. That could also be argued. On the side of yes, that it was an unified movement, we need to acknowledge that despite the possible divisions within the movement, we can see an effort amongst the political elite of the movement from the late 19th century onwards to imagine a single nation of India. This effort to produce a singular idea of India is evident in texts written in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. From Bankim Chandra's 1882 novel, Anand Math, where India is personified as a beleaguered mother goddess who commands the devotion of her many sons, to Jawaharlal Nehru's 1946 book, The Discovery of India, that founded its narrative on an eternal, ineffable India that had withstood 10 centuries of change, even as change formed the central feature of this nation. This search for a unique India illustrates that there was an effort to provide the independence movement with a unifying center. And then, of course, there are broader political movements that swept India, across India, in the 1920s and 30s that commanded the participation of enormous numbers of people, particularly the civil disobedience movement in 1930 and the Quit India movement in 1942. And the Quit India movement in 1942 is a particularly interesting movement because by the morning of 9th August 1942, the entire leadership of the Indian National Congress, who had called for the Quit India movement, had been jailed. And despite that, the Quit India movement took place. So there is a sense that this is a united movement at that level. However, and we get to the no, it was not unified at this point. This does not take away from the fact that the Indian independence movement did have internal divisions. What differed amongst the various protagonists in this internal divisions was not so much a desire to break away from India. I mean, yes, there was the case of Pakistan, and I'll come to that. But as a desire to for the emerging India to take a different direction, a direction that they could live with. Right. So many different political figures and different political parties and groups were arguing for a different kind of India. The key fractures were along the lines of religion, caste, language and region, and to some extent, class. The question of religion comes foremost to mind mostly because we all remember the partition of India in 1947, where India was divided along religious lines, with Pakistan being the Muslim nation, Muslim majority nation, and India being the Hindu majority nation. But to think about the roots of this division, we need to think about how the Indian National Congress understood its relationship with religion.